Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, broadcasting live from Marion, Iowa, as I'm continuing a week with IDES and partnering with the Antioch Christian Church in doing some disaster relief cleanup following the huge storms that swept through this Cedar Rapids area. I'm continuing also in the devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. And each day of this 31-day devotional is something different the Bible says about how we ought to live or walk in this journey of life. Today's topic is to walk a path of rest. It's been fascinating as I've been out here working that this week the topics so far have been to walk a prayerful path, which is really what got me here, to walk a renewed path, which is important. And after a full day of running chainsaw and cutting up trees and brush, being renewed for the next day is an important thing. And so today I come to the next day in the journal, and it happens to be to walk a path of rest. And as I wrote that and as I went through it again today, I asked some questions about how weary are you? But Jeremiah writes and he says God says to look for the ancient paths, to find his instructions of old where you will find a path of rest. And it sounds like such an encouragement, such a great promise from God. And then you finish reading the verse and God says, but you would have none of it. You didn't want it. You didn't seek it. You didn't pursue it. You didn't live it. Jesus comes along. He says to come to him, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. You see, walking this path with Christ means we're walking a path where when we follow God's instructions, we can find rest. And I believe it's more than rest for our physical body. I believe God's instructions teach us how to find rest for our physical body. The idea of Sabbath, Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The concept was, the purpose behind it was for man's benefit, not to be restrictive, not to cause heartache or trouble or burden. But sometimes we lose track of those ancient paths as somehow being irrelevant. And we wonder why we're so weary. But I believe that these ancient paths of God, these paths that he calls us to walk even today, not only bring rest for our body, but more importantly, it brings rest for our soul, for our very spirit. At least for me, I find a strong connection between a rested body and a rested spirit. If my spirit is at unrest, I have a difficult time resting physically. And if I don't rest physically as I ought to, I discover that my spirit is more often troubled. And today, as we pray, we're going to be praying about walking this path of rest, about examining our life, about asking God to show us his way, his instructions, his path, to encourage us to seek those ancient ways. So often we live in a disposable society where anything that's been around very long, well, we have to replace it. And I understand that times change. We need new methods at times. of sharing the good news of Jesus so that people will hear it and understand it. But as we share that good news of Jesus with methods that are contemporary with the people that we're reaching, a part of that good news of Jesus is, look at these ancient paths. These are the way of rest. These are the way of hope. These are the way of peace. And it's a tough balance for us as humans to hold on to the ancient paths and communicate them in modern ways. And one of those ancient paths is, God says, you need to rest. I was talking with one of the guys here on the work crew yesterday, and I says, age has helped. I've discovered that when I'm tired, I can take a break. And in the when I got into the truck, when we moved from one work site to the other yesterday, the thermometer in the cab said the outside temperature was 101. And it felt every degree of it, I tell you. But in my younger years, and not that long ago, I would have just kept going until I couldn't. Until I kind of collapsed on the ground and says, I'm sorry, I can't take another step. But as I've learned to rest in Christ, as I've learned to allow my spirit to rest and to recognize His instruction for physical rest, and with the wisdom that comes with age, when I begin to feel tired, I take a break. I sit down, I grab a cold bottle of water, and I allow God to refresh my spirit as I allow my body to rest for a time. You see, walking this path of rest is a pleasant path. We talked about the pleasant paths in times past on this. But it's an incredible example of how God's way is the best way. How God's way is designed to prosper us and not to harm us. And in this time, how weary are you? How well have you done in seeking out the path of rest? Is there a need in your life for physical rest? Have you decided that so much is dependent upon you that you can't stop? God says, look for the ancient paths. Look for His instructions from old that rest is important. But what about your soul, your spirit, your inner being? Is it at rest? I believe the only way that that can be true is when we discover a peace with God. And even when we live at peace with God, sometimes our spirit is troubled because, well, we've neglected some of those ancient truths. God's Spirit dwells within us for the purpose of encouraging us, for instructing us, for convicting us. And generally, we like the encouraging part. And many of us seek out the instructing part, but we're not so keen on the convicting part. The part where His Spirit interferes with our spirit. At least that's kind of the way we see it at times. We're not so good with that part. That troubling of our inner self. Sometimes it's because we've made some poor decisions and God's Spirit is just stirring within us and saying, it's time to change. Sometimes it's because we're wrestling with a decision we know we need to make, and we really don't want to. And we can find rest for our soul, rest for our spirit, when we walk in agreement with God. As I first heard of the opportunity to come out here to Iowa and serve, talk to a friend of mine. And his first response was, well, see what Dad says. And I knew that was the right response. And to talk with God, to spend time with Him, saying, is this something that I just want to do? Or is this a God's Spirit bringing the information to me and moving in my heart to say, I ought to do that? And as I spent time with God and walked through the scenarios with Him of what it would look like and what it would involve, and I signed up to be a part of this group, it's that rest of the Spirit, it's that being at peace that reassures me that I listened. Unfortunately, that takes some practice, because I can be pretty good at reassuring myself that I'm right. But Jesus says that His sheep know His voice and they follow Him. And the more time we spend in God's Word, the more time we spend in prayer, communicating and listening to God, the more in tune we are to not only hearing His voice, but knowing it's His voice that we're listening to. We see it throughout His Word. And as we understand and listen and know God, He says it's time to rest. To include rest as a part of your life. To work, He says, to whatever you do, work at it with all your might. But He never says to work at it with all your might 24/7. He says to find balance. To come to Him and walk this path of rest. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that knows us and loves us and created and designed us so that You have absolute knowledge of what we need, of the path that we ought to walk. Today I pray that You would help us to walk that path of rest. That in You, that in seeking out the ancient paths that You've described and laid out for us, that we would not only find rest for our bodies, but we would find rest for our soul. Father, that we would recognize the weariness that we carry, that we would bring our burdens and all of that weariness to You. And as we bring that to You, we would find the rest that Jesus promised. Father, help us to understand the importance of living life at rest, of the peace that You can give when we allow our spirit to be at rest in Christ, when we allow our body to have the physical rest it needs. Father, help us to put aside all of the pride that almost demands that we keep going when we know we should stop. The pride that demands that we don't appear weak when we know we need rest. The pride that sets us ourselves above You and saying we know better. That rest is not for us because we're better than that. Oh, Father, when pride creeps in, when it takes over, may we come to You for a complete removal of it. God, today, as I consider the work that's ahead of me. I pray that you would remind me throughout the day to find rest in you and to find rest for my body. I do continue to pray not just for those that we're serving here, but as the hurricanes approach the United States and different parts of the coastline, I pray for those that are in its path. I pray that you would watch over them, that they would use wisdom in their response to this storm. I pray that you are already raising up an army of people to serve, to help, to minister to those that will be affected. Father, today I pray that every one of us would live life differently, would live life better than we ever have before, because we gaze intently into your ancient words and we find contemporary meaning within them. And Father, that longing to be at peace, to be at rest, would be met as we come to you, as we walk daily with you. That we would honor your instructions for a time of rest, for a Sabbath in our life. And in such a way that it's a benefit to us and not a hindrance or a burden, which was never your desire. Oh, Father, today, as I consider the children in our homes, the children in our lives, in our communities, for many, it seems like their schedule has just become busy, busy, busy. And typically not full of bad things, but full of things that may distract from rest. And I pray that parents would have wisdom in finding balance, in involving their children and letting them be involved in things that are good and beneficial to them. But they would pay attention to the rest that is needed and make sure that that time is allowed for that. Father, as I consider the life that you call us to live, a life that's full, that's abundant, a life that others can see and look to you for the purpose that we have. Father, may we live life in such a way that Jesus is seen in us and through us. May our lifestyle be such that people say, "Wow, I'd love to live like that." And not because it's extravagant or full of wealth, but because it's at rest, because our lifestyle is at peace. Father, today I pray that everyone listening to this broadcast would come to you and walk this path of rest. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning. I'm starting to lose track of days out here. The Wednesday morning, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.